There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Your home for betting on the French Open is Bet Rivers. Log in any day to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet on the French Open. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. See the site for details.
We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball here coming up with Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C., and also SiriusXM Major League Baseball Network radio host as well. The weekend that was, we talked about this a little bit earlier today, Pauly. Great weekend for the Padres, man.
Huge.
To sweep the Giants. And side note, Padres, best team in Major League Baseball, money line wise, against left-handed pitchers. But now they have 27 wins on the year. They're a half a game back of the Dodgers, and they have one of the best records in all of baseball. And Tatis has not taken a swing yet this year. So they were one of the rumored teams last week to be in a possible deal for the great Juan Soto. And now Grant Paulson does join the program, and he covers Major League Baseball and the Nationals for 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Grant, thanks so much for the time today. But can we put those rumors to bed? Are the Nationals at this point not going to trade Juan Soto at all?
We can put those rumors to bed from the perspective of a deal that would seem imminent, right? I think what happened was an executive said something to Buster Olney, and he wrote it, and everyone just kind of passed that off as if this is something that could happen at any moment, and that's just not a thing. You know, Soto has 2 years of control remaining after this year, so you're talking about 2.5 seasons still of Juan Soto in Washington, D.C., so with that in mind, I think he's not going anywhere. It's really, really hard to find a dance partner who could give you enough that would justify trading 2.5 years of control for Juan Soto. There's also some complicating factors we can get into if you guys want to, none the least of which is, from an ownership standpoint, they might be sold. You're not going to trade Juan Soto while you're trying to sell your team because your team becomes worth less without Juan Soto. And from a front office perspective, their GM and their field manager are both in expiring contracts. So are you going to let your GM or your team president make that deal if they may not be here? So for all those reasons, nothing's happening anytime soon.
Yeah, good points. And I will say this, like when the Padres, when they were thrown out there as a possible partner, Grant, like the deal started with C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore. Okay, two very good prospects, obviously. And then I'm like, okay, but what else? I mean, because that's a nice starting point, but that's not even close to acquiring a guy like Juan Soto. So, I mean, what else would it take for an example, in a you know, make-believe kind of trade to actually land this guy?
Yeah, it would be the biggest package of prospects, obviously, we'd ever seen. I mean, let's just say hypothetically that you were to trade him at the deadline this year, and you're getting the rental portion of this season to compete end of this year with Soto, and then the 2 years after. I think the Nationals would look at a team's farm system. And again, I would say that there's just nothing that they could get that would warrant trading him, and there's nothing that they would want that a team would be willing to give up for one player. But while that's kind of why the math doesn't work here, to answer your question, I would say, you know, they could ask a team, they could look and say, we want your top five prospects. You know, we want four of your top six prospects. And maybe, you know, you take on some money for a player whose contract we're trying to get off the books, you know, but just thinking out loud. But, you know, maybe they throw like Patrick Corbin into the deal, who's 0-6, I believe, this season now, and has really pitched poorly the last couple of years and has kind of fallen apart at the seams. He's got a 6-year, $140 million deal that he's now in year four of, 2 years left on that deal. So maybe like you give us your top four prospects and you take on the rest of Corbin's contract and you get the right to have maybe the best player in baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, just something crazy like that is what I would kind of come up with creatively. But again, no team's going to probably do that starting there. And even still, there's no likely way for the Nationals to win that trade. Like, you're never going to reacquire someone like Soto, which is why for it to work, guys, I think you wait longer into his original rookie deal here, if you will, where he's got less service time and you get closer to when he would walk anyway, because I do think he'll be a free agent ultimately and they won't get a deal done. Same for a new owner with big money coming in here and just throwing a check down to Scott Boras.
Sure.
But that's where it would make sense to me, is like going into the final year in the offseason, there's 1 year left. Now, all of a sudden, you don't need as much back, and teams might actually be willing to pay the freight to bring him in.
So, Grant, let's stick in that division now. We're talking to Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan in D.C., also SiriusXM Major League Baseball Network coverage. The Nationals are not going to be players this year in that division, 13.5 games back. But the Mets, 8 games up on the Braves and the Phillies. And the Mets, I mean, despite all the injuries now with that rotation, still playing great baseball and winning a bunch of these games. Are we going to see, I think it's going to have to come at some point, right? But when do we see the Braves and the Phillies like start to make a move and kind of make a dent into this big lead that they've now fallen behind the Mets with?
Yeah, I'm not sure that those teams are good enough to hang with the Mets, even if they have to go an extended period of time. I know we saw 6 to 8 weeks for Scherzer, and the hope is DeGrom comes back. But the Mets built one of the deepest rotations in baseball. I thought the move to go out and get Chris Bassett from Oakland was tremendous. You know, Carlos Carrasco coming back after a year where he wasn't all that available and didn't throw particularly well is almost like another addition for them. You know, at times this season, Tyler McGill's thrown like a front of the rotation starter. You know, you've seen over the last couple of years where they've gotten some really good outings from Taijuan Walker. So, depending on who's healthy and available and in that rotation at any given moment, they still have some depth. That's still probably the best team in the division, I would say, particularly when you have an 8-game head start, even if they have to play an extended period of time without those guys. Now, the Phillies, from a lineup standpoint, I like a lot. They've got big-time power. They're playing in one of the few ballparks in America right now where there's been more home runs hit than expected home runs off the bat, which helps that offense and that lineup. But the injury to Bryce Harper worries me. You know, he's been able to play through it and hit pretty well until this past week where he had to take several days off in pain. So he's just a key cog. I mean, that's not a pitcher thrown every fifth day. That's a daily middle of the order impact bat and the reigning MVP. You know, that sends more ripple effects probably through what they're doing than not having, you know, an ace type pitcher. So they need help as far as arms go. And the Braves, to me, this year just don't pass the eye test. And there's no crime in that, right? I mean, they're coming off of a World Series championship, and they had their run now. That team's just, to me, it's not as good as the Mets. And you're kind of seeing they've had a stranglehold on the division 4 straight years, but there's been a regression of the mean there.
What's the feeling back there on the Orioles? And it's been bad for so long, but they were actually they were close to .500 before the series at Detroit, which didn't go well, and now you saw the pomp and circumstance and the standing ovation for Rushman. What are they thinking of the Orioles if there's hope in the not-too-distant future?
Well, Well, they're going to be really good within the next couple of years, for sure. And Orioles fans are elated by the graduations that have begun. You know, caps and gowns are being passed out at AAA right now in their farm system. Kyle Bradish was the first guy to get to the big leagues, and it hadn't been perfect. He got hit around a little bit by the Rays here recently, but he's got nasty stuff. Had a double-digit strikeout performance where he threw six really good innings against the Cardinals a couple of starts ago. They acquired him in a trade with the Angels for Dylan Bundy, and he wasn't one of their homegrown guys. He was just kind of the first one to the shore, if you will. But there are more waves coming that are crashing. Adley Rutschman obviously debuted. Everybody saw this weekend, as you mentioned. And fans are giddy to get a look at him. His first hit was a triple. This is the best prospect in baseball. He was drafted 1-1 out of Oregon State a couple of years ago. And he lost the 20 season to the COVID year like everyone else. So he didn't play a ton in the minors, but he was fantastic in 2021. And here we are, and he's already debuting in the big leagues, and he'll be the kind of guy a lot like, you know, Matt Wieters was in that organization that kind of runs the clubhouse. He's going to be the leader and the front man calling the players-only meetings for years, and that's the type of makeup he's got. You know, he'll be one of the best catchers in the sport by the end of next year. I really believe that. Yeah. But they've got so much more help on the way. You know, their top arm is a guy named Grayson Rodriguez, who's in AAA and struck out 9 batters yesterday pitching to a new catcher that wasn't Rutschman for the first time at that level. Nasty stuff, you know, best right-handed pitching prospect in the game. I've seen him multiple times in the minors, sitting 97, touching 99, you know, 4 above average pitches at a big league scouting scale. He'll be there in the next week or two. So it's that time now where the Orioles fans waited 4 or 5 years for this rebuild under Mike Elias, the former Astros executive. He saw how Houston did it. They were bad by design. You know, you can call it tanking, you can call it whatever you want, but strategically bad. And then what you're able to do on the back end of that is get a lot of those top picks when they become Adley Rutschman, when they become Grayson Rodriguez at number 11. You turn your system into one of the best in the sport.
Just got to move that wall now, Paulie, the fence back in and left field so Rutschman can hit a couple more home runs here out of the gates to get the fans super excited.
I hate that they did that, by the way. Yeah, I grew up going to Camden Yards, you know, one of the most beautiful ballparks in the country. I'm in the D.C. area, but obviously the Nats didn't exist. But, you know, for people that don't know, it was just a hitter's haven. Like, every ball hit the left,
sure,
he rose deep. And I didn't have a problem with that. You know, I sometimes wonder, like, baseball seems to think that home runs are an issue, and yet they also have these conversations about a lack of offense, and I know they want balls in play, but
right,
fans like home runs.
Yes, they do.
That's the part I don't think they get.
Yep, you can follow Grant on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson. Catch him afternoons on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Grant, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah, be good.
Thank you.
It's like the NBA saying, yeah, no more dunks. Or yeah, we're gonna raise the rim to like 11.5, so only like a bunch of, you know, it's going to be like 60% of the league can dunk now instead of 100% of the league.
Maybe they can be like the Astros. Just bad
well,
for
maybe,
so
yeah,
long.
That
and
makes
then
some
you,
sense,
you,
right?
Yep, turn it around.
You just got to suck it up as a fan.
Yeah, it's
and all
a
of a sudden,
long wait.
The turnaround is going to be worth it. Uh-huh. But, you know, to begin the season with, the unders have been such a storyline in Baltimore home games. That left field fence, mm-hmm, I mean, can't hit home runs. So many of them were already taken away from last year where the fence was. So it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap the betting weekend that was. My God, the upsets, the bad beats, what took place yesterday alone in the morning with the EPL, all the way through the PGA Championship, win-lose coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Sunday was something. Mavs, Warriors, three playoff games in the NHL, the finish in the PGA, and what a start to the day in the Premier League. Oh, the final day of the season. Everything that transpired down the stretch. Man City 17-1 in play. They're down 2-0 in the 75th minute. They score three times in 5 minutes to win the league. Had to win because Liverpool won. Had to win to get the title. 2-0, 75th minute against a team that was 14th in the table.
So if that game was a draw yesterday and Liverpool scored for the second time to win the match.
Oh, can you imagine?
That means Liverpool won?
Yeah.
Liverpool would have.
And they had one point lead.
Liverpool was 14 points back.
In February. With two matches left, Man City was 1-20 to win.
Holy smokes.
I laid 1-10. Oh, this is mispriced.
Oh, so you were a sweaty mess yesterday.
Yes, I was. I also thought I was going to win both, though. I took the goal and a half with Villa in the second half. And then I thought for a second Villa was going to win or tie. And then Liverpool was going to draw, and I'd still get it. So okay. I cash both, like in terms of the yeah.
They went from again.
I thought it was missed. I'm like, what? They're going to lose and have a draw in their last two matches? That's not going to happen. It almost did. I thought there's no way they were going to lose at home to Villa.
To Villa.
What was on the line?
And what were they before the game started?
To win it?
Yeah.
$7.
They were $7. No. What was City?
To win it?
-25, -2,000.
No, $7.
Oh, to win the match?
$6, yeah.
Okay.
Seven to win the league and six in that area, $6,650 to win the match.
To win the match, okay. Because in play, you said 17-1. When they scored the first goal, it was like 3-1 to win the match. Like 3-1?
Bam, just like that. Bam.
And then another one, they went from a +$17 to -2,500 in maybe 10 minutes.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so loud after the third goal.
Oh, yes, it was.
Wow, was that loud. Justin Thomas, 25 or 28-1. Depends where you bet before going into the final round Sunday. But also the in play. It's a monster price because the kid's eight shots back.
He was
with like 10 holes left.
He was eight. Yeah, so eight back standing on hole number eight. That was the exact scenario, and he was as high as 250-1 in play.
Yep, someone had that at points bet. Totals yesterday in the Premier League, 2.5s were available in some shops, but either a 7-1-2 or a 9-1 with the overs in the Premier League.
Well, great job by our buddy Nigel Seeley, who came on last Friday and said, look, this is the week that we're going to get goals. And did we ever. Now, the bad part is that he liked one of the matches specifically on the air that did not get there. That was the one loser.
UFC, Hughes knockout 11-1 to win in round 3, 21-1. Hooper knockout 15-1 to win in round 3, 18-1. Medic round 2 +650. Oilers, 36-2-1 this year when they score first. Exact score, 4-1, 33-1 at Bet Rivers. And the Mets have won 14 in a row off a loss. The gift that keeps on giving. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. I like this one. You get these from time to time with the dog. Discovery, look at the puppy. He sees himself in the mirror for the first time. Oh, what is this? Sometimes they scare one. You get scared, but this one is like, this goes on for like a minute. It's like, is that me? Well, who is this guy? It looks just like me.
What am I looking at?
He puts the paw up, does that about three or four times.
This is so good, though, when he changes paws.
Yeah, right. Goes back to the other one.
Ambidextrous dog waving.
Yeah, right, right. Bam. Does that one? Yeah. Wax on, wax off. You pointed out two of the yawn. They got the yawn in there. Comes back in. The head bob. He's got it all covered. It's like, no, that's you, buddy. That's you.
Charge the mirror. See what happens.
Uh-huh. Right. And this is, let's start him young. Huh? There you go. Look at the puppy. He's got the blackjack table. He's got the drink. He's got the cash out. Taking the rubber band off. He's ready to play. Take this one and stick it. Hit me again.
Good looking dogs.
That is. Right. Excellent. And this was, how about an elephant video? This girl didn't see this one coming. Always have your head up. Head on a swivel. They told me that when I was at Arena Football League practice. Always have that up. She looks on the phone and the ball.
Okay.
Oh. But the elephant playing it the whole time. Look at him reach. Yeah. Give me that phone. Get the whole
you
thing
know what?
Playing
Maybe
up.
He thought it was a treat.
That could have been too.
Okay, now specifically watch the girl holding the sweatshirt right here. Watch her face. Oh, the reaction. Like, that's...
It's tough. That's some heat.
What is that?
That's
the,
coming
the
heat.
The torque? What does a trunk weigh on a grown elephant? We have to break this down.
Yeah.
The tail of the tape.
But he gets it.
Sports
he gets
science.
It.
Oh, man.
The velocity on it.
It's a knockout swing.
Yeah, but he braced it, cushioned the blow, got the arm first, and then it came up with the head.
Still think it, yeah, but the arm hits her right in the nose then.
Yep, plenty of lose some. This guy, what a national treasure. Here's Daly after the first round at a casino in Oklahoma getting after it. And as Tony pointed out, you see, there's the cigarettes and the Diet Coke.
What yeah, a right lunatic. There. Yeah, okay.
What a lunatic. I still can't get over. I don't drink water. Hate the taste. Can't do it. Give me the Diet Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 100 degrees and he's sucking 13 of them down.
He does have the sandals on there, so the feet are not outside of the actual
okay.
shoes. Okay.
And he loves to get after with the machines and the high limit. He lost to Tiger Woods one time and made a beeline right for Las Vegas. The Melts Vegas tweet, if you're not familiar, he sat down at a $5,000 per push slot machine. Within the first half hour, he lost $600,000.
So,
$5,000 a push?
That's...
I can't believe they make machines that big.
Well,
the daily
that's
special.
Also like 30 years ago or whatever. No, not 30, because Tiger
was
playing.
10,
so
yeah.
10 years ago. So they, but talk about the variance in that machine. How long do you have to play to start getting some of that $600,000 back? Like, you're going to hit a couple of hands. You're
only
hit
takes
it.
One, Mitch.
Yeah.
Only
well, I'm not talking about the Royale. I'm talking about, like, can you plug away? You guys, okay, well, I'm down $600,000. Give me another $500,000 because I'm going to start making a comeback right now?
Who
you
knows?
Hit some hands?
I know. Who knows?
Oh.
Slide on crazy. And this is Mike Greenberg tweeted this. 9 o'clock Sunday morning. I'm going from Boston to JFK. We're in the air for less than 40 minutes. Guy next to me says, you only live once. And here's the feeling good all the time. Jack and Coke. Have a day, my friend. Getting after
I don't.
Early.
If anybody
maybe,
wants
maybe
to
he
drink
was on
a
one
flight,
still. Yeah.
Going on vacation, airport drinks, whatever, fine by me.
Ah, the bad beats. Oh, my God. Avalanche Blues Saturday under 6.5. Two empty net goals. To put it over. You could see it coming too, because Bruby likes to pull the goalie early. Mm. And then Houston, and then he's caught. The guy's out. He got caught in no man's land. And man, I know it was a turnover at the blue line, but get the puck deep first before you do that. Dodgers blew it yesterday twice. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. And then Muncy makes an error, two runs scored on the air. And the Phillies come home to win it. Team total on the Pirates, 3.5. Four in the bottom of the ninth. Molina was pitching. 18-0.
It's 18-0, bottom of nine. Pittsburgh team total over 3.5. They brought in Molina. He then proceeds to give up four runs.
Red Sox under 9.5. 3-2 in the ninth. 8-4 final score in 10. Grand slam walk-off. How about the weekend story head? Where'd that come from? Royals 6-0 in the eighth. They blew it. Rays $1.60. Led the Orioles by 2 in the ninth. They lost 7-6. Pereira, 200 or 300-1. Oh, boy. Vicious. The putt on 17, then the tee shot on 18. Get him a diaper. Leeds, draw plus 280. They scored in the 94th minute to win. Leeds to be relegated plus 450. They were going down. They needed to win and needed help, and they got it. Mm. Liverpool, Wolves under 3.5. Not one, but two late goals by Liverpool. City, Aston Villa draw plus 775. 2-2 late. City scores in the 85th minute. Celtics Heat game 3. Under and second half under. Are you serious? 20 points in the last minute? And then the Stauskas 3 from the parking lot put the second half over?
I needed every single possible point there because I bet the second half over.
Oh,
I did not deserve to win that.
The shenanigans. Even got a technical in there.
I think the last minute took like 20 minutes.
Needed the technical.
Had to have that. Had to have the garbage threes.
Yep. And Andrew, who we met along with his buddy in Philly. You can tweet or email the show, Bad Vacation Beats, Bad Beats Vacations. They came out to town to see Pearl Jam out here in concert. Canceled. Because the drummer and bassist got COVID. I mean, we got an email, too. Guy went to a concert, flash flood, six-hour drive, canceled. I mean, it just, I went to Wrigley once. Two of the three games were canceled. Rain. Vicious beat. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
This is from Andy. Email FTM@VSiN.com in Dover, New Hampshire. Last year's Hawaii Bowl, remember that, between Hawaii and Memphis, canceled the evening before the game.
Oh, yes.
A number of the Memphis fans traveled out to Hawaii to watch the game.
Good call.
I would say this, so that's not really a bad beat. In fact, I think that's probably a good win because you're going to realize, wait, I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah, but
I don't have to go to the game. That's even better.
That's what I said earlier, though. I mean, imagine you go to Hawaii or and you get rain or you get bad, San Diego, something like that. Like you're there for 3-4 days and you encounter that.
I would, like, the guys were still coming, that big group that we met.
Well, sure, out here, no problem.
They're still coming to Las Vegas so they can, again, you don't have to take a five-hour chunk of time out of your night to go see Pearl Jam. You're still going to be okay here
in
town.
Oh, they did it right. Yeah, they had some,
Going out to dinner. Awesome dinners. Yep. I think they're going to sneak in a show as well. So, going to heater at the blackjack. You're turning to John Daly, but you flip it at the $5,000 machines. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right, Paul.
I just want to sit behind them and watch them load the machine. Or just maybe it's just ticket in, ticket out. Give me the voucher. $1 million. Let me get
you plugged it in.
You're down $600,000 after a half hour. How fun is that?
It's not.
I mean, what is
it? There's no way it can be fun.
We got to get him on. What a lunatic.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Yesterday's zany start to the day, and we're going to run down. It was EDC out here this weekend. If you don't know what it is, we'll explain next. Wait until you hear about one of the receipts.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Summer Specials here for $39. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Daily Best Bets, Adam Burke, Von Tobel, NBA Playoffs. The full VSiN experience is Daily Best Bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $39 through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/summer.
You laid $10 with Man City.
Thought it was mispriced. Thought it should have been a lot higher. Not to mention Liverpool could have stubbed their toe, too. That's 1-1 late against Wolves.
No, of
remember,
course
the Wolves scored 2 minutes in, took the lead, right? Then the guy's got a wide-open net, 10 feet over the blows it, right? Would have been 2-0. Then the guy had another breakaway after Liverpool scored to tie it at 1. He comes in and he missed the goal, too. He went short side on the keeper. I don't know what he was doing.
So
I mean, I just thought there was, I thought they were going to beat West Ham, and they got off to a poor start. But after what happened with West Ham and falling behind 2-0 at halftime, and I thought there's no way they come out flat and they would eviscerate Villa, who was, 14th, 15th in the table at home.
Uh-huh.
2-0. Like, oh boy. I thought they'd come out. Like Nigel said,
so
2-0 right. Once it was scoreless at half, I said, "Oh boy."
Do we need to file this away for next year? Maybe this is a question for Nigel then, because he did come on again last Friday and he said, "Look, we're going to get this is the week that we get goals in soccer, football, right? Like this is generally the week." And he's been doing this for 30 years, whatever, following this where it happens. Would a round robin bet be the way to do it? Like every single year. And for those of you who don't know what a round robin is, let's say you put in a 4-team parlay, but you do a round robin. And you do twos and threes. That means that every single combination of a 2-team parlay inside that 4-teamer you put in, when it hits, you get paid off. So if you put in twos and threes, you would have 6 different bets of 2 and 4 different bets of 3. It'd be 10 bets overall. Meaning, let's say you have A, B, C, and D. That means you have, for 2-teamers, it would be A and B, A and C, A and D, B and C, B and D. You get my point. So on and so forth. You got to match them up. If you lose one, that's fine. You can still win the other legs of your round-robin parlay. If you put it in yesterday, Paulie, and did a round-robin on every single game, I mean, at shops where they were offering 2.5 on these matches, it's 9-1.
Yep.
If you just pluck away and do different 5-team round robins, 6-team round robins, whatever, and get creative with it.
I did not like that Palace United over. I know it was the fit the mold of it doesn't mean anything, but that United was really had a bad year by their standards. It didn't do a
well,
much
offensive. Well, that's the one that that's the guy.
Yep, I know.
That one got me.
But Leicester City exploded late. I actually tinkered around and played a couple over 5.5s, but couldn't get there. But some 3.5s got there. But that was just fantastic drama. I mean, they have to score 3 times, and there's only 15 minutes left, down 2-0 Man City to win the title, or you blow it. Now, if you were going to get help, but Liverpool, as it turns out, gets 2 late goals. But,
and again,
I'll tell you what's nuts is 10 years ago, they had the exact same score and beat Queen Park Rangers. They had to win the league. They scored in the 92nd and the 95th minute. Man City's on the field looking at this, ready to get the trophy. And Man City scores twice to win 10 years ago. But again, they win 3-2. 14-point lead over Liverpool in February. All the drama yesterday.
I don't even know what they were to win it at that point.
Yeah. Between that, relegation, top four battle, and I missed a couple again. But, Arsenal, of course, over Everton. Everton celebrating still from avoiding relegation in the comeback on Thursday. 5-1 Arsenal. And then Tottenham. Tottenham needed to win to get top four. In Champions League, Norwich, worst team in the Premier League, already relegated, worst team, 5-0 on the road even too, with Tottenham, no problem.
Okay, so I don't think people understand in this country, again, really how relegation works.
Ugh,
and if it ever, if any time in this, like in the history of this country where somebody would come up in like next 10 years, a commissioner would say, we're going to have relegation. And people would be like, well, what does that mean? And he explained it, they would lose their minds over it. Imagine like in baseball, if it's the Orioles, right? Last 3 or 4 years.
Top three, get them out.
Top three, you're done. You're going to go to AAA. We're going to bring up the 3 best AAA, whatever, as an example here.
Clean your act up, yep.
It would completely change the entire landscape of American sports, and I think it would be in a really good way.
And then Sunday.
And you can bet on it, which makes it 10 times better.
Yes. And Leeds was minus 240 before the match to be relegated.
They were minus 240.
Yep, to be relegated.
Wow.
So the match Sunday is Huddersfield and Forest, Nottingham Forest. So it's worth over $100 million. One match. Because the winner goes up, the loser stays down. You know. And the other thing, too, is what happens to Burnley. And Men in Blazers tweeted this out, too, about, they got financial issues now, and watch out, this could be ugly for Burnley as they're sent down. I mean, this happened to Sunderland. They got relegated from the 17. They got relegated from the Prem, and then they got relegated the next year. They went back-to-back demotions. They went all the way down to League One.
Yeah.
And then this past weekend, they got sent back up to the championship level.
Okay, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about this. Because for those who don't know, it was EDC weekend out here in Las Vegas. The Electric Daisy Carnival comes out here every single year, and it's wildly popular, and room rates are astronomical. Traffic is nuts. A lot of the younger people, right, come out here. I've been to it one time. I thought it was awesome. I would go back. I recommend it to anybody, but this is how expensive some of it. Look at this receipt now. This was making the rounds here locally, and this is definitely going to be a national thing today. But this receipt totals almost $168,000. We're talking about the Azul Reposado, 26 bottles for $1,200 a pop comes to $51,000 plus.
Oh, there's the charges. Oh, God.
Yeah. So look at this. They had party, however big it was, they had 39 buckets of water for $75 a pop. That came to almost $3,000. They ordered 16 buckets of Red Bull. A bucket of Red Bull is $75 a piece, $1,200 for Red Bull.
What's all our welcome?
I don't know what that is.
$11,000.
I don't know what that is, but I want to scroll down specifically on the $30 charge. Because that, again, this says $167,764. The $30 charge midway through the receipt says unmet minimum. So they didn't meet their minimum?
Oh, no.
Did they have a minimum of $200,000?
Oh, my God.
What was the minimum? But the charge, the funny thing is, it's only a $30 charge. Like, yeah, I need to know the fine print on unmet minimum.
Okay, so what do we have for AutoGrad? What do we have here? Service charge 20%, 24,000. We got another, what's administration fee, 9%?
Yes.
So you're in 34,000 for fees.
Well, the tax on 120,000 is almost 13,000 anyway.
Okay.
So that's the original tax, and then you get dinged the admin fee,
okay, right. You're right.
And then the service charge of 20% is $24,000. So it came to 120,000. So they must have had a minimum of like 100. I don't know what it would have been. They had 10 bottles of Ace of Spades. $2,300 a pop. That's a big party. You are really hitting it hard. How many people is in this?
No, two bottles of that. Ace of Spades was two. $3,200. It's $3,200 a bottle. They had two of them.
There's one below.
Oh, is okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different Ace of Spades stuff on there.
That
was a rose that you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I don't know what all are welcome. That's fascinating. And I got to know what the unmet minimum is. That is a thing of beauty.
Yep.
$167,000.
Man, people lose their mind when they see stuff like this too. I mean,
remember
that guy came out from Vice? I think he spent like that on one dinner. Remember that?
That's right.
He caught hell for that well.
You want to play some credit card roulette for $167,000?
Yeah. Oh, what a sweat that would be. Oh, my God.
So this is how the traffic here gets so bad that people actually take helicopters to the event.
Yeah.
And do you see room rates? Oh, they were insane this weekend. Insane. But it's a good time. I would highly, Paul, you should go once. I don't like the music either. Not my cup of tea.
Well, it's not that, yeah.
It's more about people watching.
Yeah, sure.
150,000, 200,000 people all out there at once. Who knows what's going on? You walk around the entire place. It's unlike anything you've ever seen in your entire life.
I'm almost 50. Those days
Derek Stevens old. Went again.
I know, but he's...
How old's Derek?
Yeah, I know. He also... Come on. You want to compare his setup to what my setup would be? I don't like people.
No,
be around that type of environment.
Here's the thing. I promise you.
I don't do drugs. Come on.
Ask Derek Stevens, owner of Circa here. Derek, next year, can you go with? Ask him. What do you think he's going to say?
Of course, but I'm not. Yeah, of course. We're very tight.
And you, well,
I'm waiting for the invite for Thanksgiving.
Of course you would say no. You turned down Metallica tickets I bought for your birthday. You looked at the set list. So Derek could tell Paulie, yeah, of course, we got a whole cabana out there. We're going to fly a helicopter. We're going to go out there for 9-10 hours. You're on. Everything's picked up. You'd be
I'm holding out. I'm holding the favor.
I'm too old.
I'm holding out of the favor. I want to do the African safari.
With him?
Well, anybody. I want to do that with the lions.
Is that the goal now? That's who you want to hit?
I want to do the African safari.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Got to make that happen.
That's on the list. Make that happen. Fire up the jet. We'll do that.
We'll go do shows from the middle of... yeah. All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. In-pocket plays are coming up next. And, well, Paulie, looky here. Some news in this Celtics game tonight. What does this mean for the series? Anything at all? We shall discuss coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view.
That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Very good reaction on that ticket that we had to EDC out here. People noticing stuff on the ticket that we didn't. The minimum on the bar tab is $120,000. So they must have been $30 short of $120,000.
Oh, my God.
And that's why they got hit with the unmet minimum of $30.
What kind of a setup do you have? What do you... Get a massage or something? I mean, that's the minimum?
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the reaction, by the way, on Twitter. A lot of people are pointing that out. Okay, you must be right.
What a scene.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays. This is from what I had on Friday. This was postponed, so it's a non-play. I had the White Sox plus a run and a half, minus 103. That was going to be against Cortez. They did do it back again on Saturday, but we don't have a show on Saturday. So that was the game was postponed. I have nothing for tonight. I'm waiting.
Wow.
If I had to bet the basketball game right now, which I don't want to do, I'd take the Heat plus the points.
Okay.
But there are too many unknowns. We have some news on this, which we'll get to coming up here in a minute.
Lightning winner, Rangers, Hurricanes, under 4.5, game 2, alt, under, plus 220, winner. Should have been a 1-0 final. The giveaway with 2 seconds left made it 2-0. Yeah. Let's go right back with the Lightning. I just think Florida's dead man walking here. I mean, everything's lining up against Florida. Can't score. 3 goals in the series. Power play stinks. Vasilevsky's won 6 in a row to close out a series. 5 of them shutouts. So, Tampa tonight. We already have Tampa to win a series. Florida, under 3. Team total. Go with that, too. Okay? New plays. Then the pending, we're up against it with the futures. Rangers, we're alive and well here. Here comes Igor. Don't let Igor get hot. Here we go. 15-1 to win the East. Mavs, that's going to be done. Over big game tonight. Over 5.5 games in the Colorado-St. Louis series. There's the Lightning there to win the series as well. Big one tonight. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. This could get ugly in St. Louis tonight after what happened. I thought it was friendly fire.
So did I.
But Bennington out for the series now. And you throw a water bottle at Kadri. We'll see if there's bad blood, and it's also all the way around. I mean, the cops are involved now with the threats made to Kadri, so see if Colorado goes up 3-1 coming up. Yeah, they put that's unbelievable, that receipt. Everything on it.
Well, by the way, this is, boy, our audience, very creative. This is from Ryan, email, ftm@vsin.com. Word is that the tab was this lady's. She had a jackpot at the M years ago, celebrating her life decisions. We don't have to go down that path again right now, but if you get it, you get it.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's very good, Ryan.
No, I know. Mom needs gas money, crushing cans. Mom has a Ziploc bag at the buffet, so Cone can have his cookies and chicken.
Okay. No. I'll stop you right now.
Not happening.
The news is this. Scott Foster.
The extender. Yeah.
Is on game 4 tonight in Boston. Does that do anything for you? But typically, no, here's the thing.
Very good for road teams.
Road teams. And the series isn't, like, he shouldn't be on the game tonight, because if the Heat win tonight, he should be on it when it's 3-1.
We need him tomorrow in Dallas.
Right, yes, that's when you need him.
What a ridiculous nickname. But goes back to speaks to how absurd this stuff is. I got to go.
Of course.
I got to look that up.
With the record on the road?
No. That's hard to find, but I want to find that. The sick run he had.
Okay, while you're doing that, we're getting other bad beats.
Oh, this is good.
You were talking about the Pearl Jam guys that came to town and it was canceled?
On vacations.
This is Tom. 15 years my wife has entered me in the Masters ticket lottery. 15 years. November of 2019, we won a pair for Friday's round in 2020. No dice, COVID hits, tournament pushed back to November, no fans. That sucks. 15 years as wife. Here you go, Tom. We're in it again. Let's see if we get it finally rewarded in November of 2019. Nope, can't go. Ouch. And by the way,
it's gotta be so many of
them. On Twitter, from Baseball Writer, he sent me a ticket slip that he had. He bet early yesterday on JT when he was down 8 strokes. He found 300-1. He put $127 on it.
Oh my God.
So there's a nice $38,000. How do you do? The in-play stuff with golf is just...
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe. Think about this. We are here Friday morning. Rory is the leader at 5 under.
Yeah.
That won the tournament. It looked like it was going to be the John Deere Classic.
Oh, a bunch of other guys were 4 under.
Pereira was 10 under. Did he get to 11? But anyway, 10 under. But he's 5 over on the final round. And then the what happens on 18. But 5 under is your first round leader, and that wins the tournament. And it wasn't like there was needed an arc out there. There was a monsoon.
The wind was tricky.
The wind was big.
Definitely tricky
Absolutely.
For the weekend.
But
yeah.
that's what is staggering to me. Rory was plus 250 to win after Thursday.
Oh, yeah. There's no way you can make that bet.
Oh.
What Mito did on 18, and if that putt has one more or maybe 1.5 more ball rotations, he sinks that putt on 17 for the birdie. He's up 2 strokes. I don't know. Maybe he falls on his face again. Maybe he makes it to the playoff. I'm assuming that he would at that point at least. And who knows what happens then.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand the thought process there. It's the biggest moment of your life and the biggest shot of your life. Notice what happened earlier with JT on his tee shot on 18. Taking his time, going through everything in his head, all the scenarios, working it out with the caddy. And that guy just gets up there, grip it, rip it. I don't even know what the hell that was with the form.
The form was terrible.
Like he had dinner reservations.
It was not the normal swing.
No.
That's why the tweet that we had earlier from Paige Spranick, who's been on this show several times, it makes so much sense. I mean, you play that well for 71 holes. Look at this. Yeah, 71 amazing holes played. One bad swing cost in the tournament. But it's also why it's so incredible to watch because you never know what's going to happen. You never know. That's why, again, betting in play is so tricky. And guys who had Mito at huge prices yesterday, what can you do?
Yep.
You don't have a lot of options. So... And to Thomas's credit again, he knew, you can just tell, like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play solid, and he put together a hell of a round, and who knows, I might have a chance to win this thing. And yes, he needed a lot for that to happen, but you get to a playoff, and bam, he's your winner. And 300-1 was available in play on that guy. And he was 17-1 pre-tournament. Bonkers, man. Mm. The action yesterday was so good.
Yep.
Here we are in the middle of May again, and it's like, what took place in the EPL and golf was so much better than hockey in the NBA last night. Again,
hockey wasn't bad. NBA's been an abomination. I can't believe it.
Yep. That game was 42-33.
It was good observation with the green. Yep, green with the easy Matador defense dunk by Dallas, and Green dunks it to cut it from 9-7 and then
went on a huge run there.
Yep.
But everything was going Dallas's way. Everything. They were getting every call in the book last night.
Your 0-2, the 0-2 angle with 0-2 either. Also.
Yeah, they didn't get there.
No, it didn't get there. Warriors led at the end of the first quarter and at halftime.
And at halftime, yep. But that lead, disappeared before you could blink because of that. But the Warriors were out here like, hey, we can be had tonight. Just make some shots. We're going to be down by 16 here. We'll coast it in. Or actually probably by 18 because the largest lead would have gotten there then. But you know what I'm saying? Like, fine, you're going to take a game, and then all of a sudden, but the Mavericks would not oblige.
Yep.
They were, I mean, the combination of, what was it, Kleber and Bullock?
They make one shot, they didn't score.
Oh, my God.
Killer. They blew game two.
Oh, of course they did.
You're up 20 points, everything's going in, and then they fell in love with the three, and then all of a sudden they couldn't make a shot or get a stop. But the first three quarters of game two was nuts. But that's another thing. How do you, they had 70-something at half, and they scored... What, 13 in the third quarter?
13 in the third quarter.
What has this happened?
But again, there's that angle game after game, year after year, playoff after playoff, third quarter Warriors.
Valgaris tracked it. I think they're 10-3 ATS second half. But the third quarter run, machine.
Oh, yeah.
A machine third quarter. And again, that one of the most staggering thing in sports. They have won 26 series in a row. Golden State has won a road game.
Yep. And again, one more time on this. To your point, you don't think a coach makes a difference in the NBA? Talking about the slippage there from Steve Kerr to Mike Brown. Steve Kerr's defensive strategy in the series. Again, you saw it last night when he would go to the box and one in the zone.
Yep.
It's like Dallas had no idea what hit him.
Yep. Like Aston Villa. 3 goals in 5 minutes and 36 seconds. Tomorrow's an interesting handicap. Will it be Cancun? We had a great season. It's over. Why go back to San Francisco? Or is it Golden State likes to punt on a game from time to time?
Yeah, they do.
Silly turnovers. Or is it I don't want to see the opposition clinch and celebrate on our home floor?
You know, during that run that we just spoke of, though, Steph hit a couple of threes that were just, there's nothing you can do.
No.
There isn't a single thing any human being on the planet could do when Steph Curry's hitting threes like that. Sorry. Unless you tackle him on the court. That's it.
Well, even Poole. How far out? He made one of those shots. Even
that one where he's got a guy in his face, he puts it up from the corner, and because of where he's at, he like turns around. He doesn't even watch the ball.
Yeah.
He's like there with looks at his bench, and he's like, oh, went in? Yeah, sure.
There he is. He's ready to go. Get this guy.
You want to go party with him?
Yeah, right.
take him to EDC? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.